From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. Parts of Yemen take a pounding before a proposed humanitarian ceasefire begins. Airstrikes from Saudi-led coalition warplanes pummeled the northwestern Yemeni province of Sa'ada Saturday, while elsewhere coalition airstrikes hit the capital's international airport on the 45th day of fighting against the Houthi rebels. The United States and Saudi Arabia have announced a May 12th start date for a five-day humanitarian pause in Yemen, where the Saudi-led coalition is waging an air campaign against advancing Houthi rebels. The conflict has left thousands of people in Yemen in need of basic supplies. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and the Saudi Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubeir announced the plan at a Friday news conference in Paris. The humanitarian pause will take effect at 11 p.m. Yemen time Tuesday. Kerry urged the entities that support the Houthis to encourage the rebels to accept the pause. The Shiite rebels are allied with former President Ali Abdullah Saleh and are believed to be backed by Iran. Word of the plan came the same day that Saudi state media reports said the Saudi-led coalition had given residents of Sa'ada, a northern town near the Saudi border, an ultimatum to leave the area by nightfall. The coalition declared the Houthi rebel stronghold a military target. Meanwhile, military bases across the United States are operating under increased security Saturday after the Federal Bureau of Investigation expressed concern that Islamist militants could target troops or police officers. At Fort Bragg in North Carolina, officials say drivers can expect longer waits at the gates as the guards carry out identification checks. This is VOA News. Russia is hosting nearly two dozen world leaders Saturday as it commemorates the 70th anniversary of Victory in Europe Day, or VE Day, the day in 1945 when Nazi troops laid down their arms, ending World War II. The festivities included a massive military parade in Red Square, where President Vladimir Putin thanked Russia's main World War II allies, the United States, Britain, and France, for helping to defeat the Nazis. This year's parade took place as Russia is embroiled in a standoff with Western countries over Ukraine because of Moscow's seizure of Crimea and allegations that President Putin is supporting a deadly separatist conflict. Western leaders boycotted this year's parade, leaving the Kremlin show of strength to be exhibited before leaders from countries that included China, Cuba, and Zimbabwe, along with UN leader Ban Ki-moon. On Friday, most of Europe and the U.S. celebrated the anniversary of the end of the war. Saturday, U.S. President Barack Obama paid honor to those who fought.
We will be forever grateful for what these remarkable men and women did, for the selfless grace they showed in one of our darkest hours. But as we mark the 70th anniversary, let's not simply commemorate history. Let's rededicate ourselves to the freedoms for which they fought.
In Washington Friday, a large array of World War II aircraft flew over the city in honor of the Second World War veterans in town for a ceremony at the World War II Memorial. North Korea says that it successfully test-fired a newly developed ballistic missile from a submarine in what would be the latest display of that country's advancing military capabilities. Hours after the announcement, South Korean officials said the North fired three anti-ship cruise missiles into the sea off of its east coast. Experts in Seoul say the North's military demonstrations and hostile rhetoric are attempts at wresting concessions from the United States and South Korea, whose officials have recently talked about the possibility of holding preliminary talks with the North to test its commitment to denuclearization. A Taliban assault that threatened to overrun a northern Afghan city involved a number of foreign fighters, officials said Saturday, a battle that saw at least 100,000 people flee their homes. Kunduz's provincial governor and its police chief suggested the foreign fighters could be part of a small contingent of militants who pledged their loyalty to an Islamic State group affiliate in Afghanistan, but offered no other evidence to support their claim. And Liberia is now free of Ebola after going 42 days, twice the maximum incubation period for the deadly disease, without any new cases, that according to the World Health Organization. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.